Colleagues, I'm going to dice things up a bit. We're going to lose Commissioner Udaly. She's going to represent the council at an important community engagement in 17 minutes. So I would like us to, if possible, be a little more quick, particularly with the emergency ordinances. We have four before us today. I'm going to ask Commissioner Fritz, please, to lead us on item 596. Then I want to move the police bureau in line next, since they have, to my count, three emergency ordinances. So as people give presentations, I'd like you to think about being as succinct as possible while still conveying the necessary information. Please read item 596.
Item 596, increased contract with FFA Architecture and Interiors, Inc., in amount of $107,500 for services for the Peninsula Park Community Center Pool Improvements Project, number P30128.
Commissioner Fritz.
Lauren, how desperately do we need to have this done this week? Because it's a shame to not tell the community about this project simply because we're about to lose a quorum.
We need it to
okay.
be done.
This is another Fix Our Parks bond. Thank you to the voters for passing the bond. The pool at Peninsula Park Community Center is over 100 years old. Many parts have been replaced, but most of the pool still needs repair. This bond project will replace the gutters, eliminate hazards, fully seal the pool shell, replace all the pool mechanical equipment, and also provide Americans with Disabilities Act upgrades to make the pool more accessible to all users. Thank you to Asset Manager Laura McGuire and her team for getting this done.
Hello, Mayor Wheeler and members of Council. My name is Lauren McGuire, Asset and Development Division Manager for Portland Parks. Jill Hutchinson, the Capital Project Manager, is ill today, so she's unable to be here. We're here today to amend the price agreement with FFA Architecture and Interiors for additional compensation to perform professional, technical, and expert services during the permitting, bid, and construction phases of the Peninsula Park Center Pool Improvements for $107,500. The Peninsula Park Center Pool Improvement Project is a bond project funded by the Parks Replacement Bond, as Commissioner Fritz said, which passed with the support of 74% of the voters in 2014. The $68 million bond focuses on the repair and replacement of our most urgent needs in our park system. It includes repair and replacement of playgrounds, pools, restrooms, trails, bridges, recreation centers, maintenance facilities, accessibility improvements, and the resolution of other deficiencies throughout the system. This particular project falls into the pools theme, which aims to prevent emergency pool closures, to stop water leaks, and to improve energy efficiency, and we have $6.8 million committed to this particular category. Peninsula Pool is located in North Portland at the intersection of Rosa Parks Way and Albina Street. The pool has been a landmark of summertime fun for North Portlanders for over a century. The outdoor pool was built in 1912 and the community center in 1913. The pool was enclosed with the community center's courtyard walls, and the space in the basement became the pool mechanical system. So while the pool mechanical equipment has been upgraded over the years, the filtration and circulation system still rely on filters, valves, and piping installed in 1959. Pool water that enters the gutter goes into the combined wastewater system, and the pool walls and drainage system do not meet current state or federal code requirements because the walls are sloped in the wrong direction and exposed piping within the pool is an entrapment hazard. The goal of the improvements project is to upgrade the pool and mechanical equipment while maintaining the character and historical significance of the community center. Once constructed, there'll be a new mechanical building on the pool deck to house the new pool equipment, resulting in a more hygienic and safe experience for pool users and a greatly improved energy efficiency. The pool shell will also be improved with new gutters to eliminate the current one-foot gap from the pool deck to the water surface. Sloped pool walls with straight walls and exposed piping will be removed and new piping installed behind the pool walls. We'll also be shallowing the pool to provide greater accessibility and safety for users. The project will also address ADA deficiencies by regrading the pool deck, revamping the ramp to the pool entrance, and adding a chairlift at the edge of the pool. The total budget for the project is $4,090,000, with combined fund from the bond, $3.2 million, and thank you, the SDC funds, $890,000. The SDC portion of the funds will be used to shallow the pool, the new lighting, and the new wheelchair lift. So FFA Architects and Interiors is under contract with Portland Parks and Recreation via an on-call price agreement with a not-to-exceed amount of $250,000. The total increase in the price agreement is due to design bid permit construction of the new shallowing of the pool, design bid permitting constructing a new mechanical building on the pool deck, and resolving permitting issues, and then a construction contingency. The first two items of the work increased the contract amount to $312,500, which was 25% more than the original budget. And now PP&R is requesting approval to increase the existing on-call price agreement to $420,000, which represents a 68% increase over the original contract amount. On the screen, you'll see that we've been very busy in the bond program with all these. We've finished Lentz Playground, Ventura, Maple Trail Bridge, Grant Pool, Matt Dishman, many others. And we're looking forward to the construction that you see on the screen. So our purpose today is to request that the council give the Chief Procurement Officer the authority to amend the price agreement with FFA Architecture and Interiors for an additional compensation to perform professional, technical, and expert services for the Peninsula Park Community Center pool for $107,500. That concludes the presentation, and we'll take any questions.
I had a couple. Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner Udaly, did you have a question? I had a couple. I'm sure you said it, and I just missed it. When, assuming we approve this, when would the construction actually start?
We're hoping to start. She's finishing up the drawings now. We're hoping to start this next year.
So, is there an anticipated rough completion date yet?
2019.
2019. Yeah. So, in time to go swimming in 2019.
Right.
Fabulous. That's exciting. That's great news. Any further questions on this item? Very good. Public testimony.
Joe signed up, but I believe he left. He did leave.
Very
He's
good.
Left.
All right, good. So this is an emergency ordinance. Anything else to share before we call the roll?
No.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
There was recently a somewhat scathing article in the new St. John's Review about parks not investing in North Portland. And so we did a quick summary of all of the investments that have been made, both with the bond measure and system development charges. And over the 5 years that I have been the Parks Commissioner, it comes to over $23 million.
Oh.
And that compares with about $63 million in East Portland. So North Portland is also an area with a lot of low-income folks, a multicultural community, and I'm very happy that we're going to be able to invest and improve. This is the second pool that's over 100 years old that we've been able to do with the Fix Our Park bonds. The ground pool was done first, so I'm happy that North Portland is getting its turn, and thank you again both to park staff and to the voters for approving the Fix Our Park bond measure. Aye.
Wheeler.
I'm enthusiastically supportive of this. I'm greatly appreciative of the fact, Commissioner, that we have been able to work out a strategy for actually funding it, living up to a commitment that was made to the public, and protecting and preserving what I think is just a fantastic community asset for at least another generation or two. So I enthusiastically vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Colleagues.